Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. We thank God for you being here with us. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I am here today on this wonderful radio station to bring to you another word from the Lord. We give honor and glory to God, and we just thank God for those of you who have been tuning in with us on this air. Amen. This is Kingdom Builders Radio. Glory to God. Let's talk Bible. Amen. And we just thank God for many of you who I have understood have really tuned in and have heard from this radio broadcast. I believe that it has been a blessing to you. I hope that it is. This is my prayer. This is my quest. And this is what I am here for, that I may give understanding to people who have been through what I've been through and going through still. Some things that the enemy has put you through to let you know that God is still able and there is a time for you to come out. We just thank God. I don't know where you are, but if you, wherever you are, hopefully you have gotten somebody else and did your ministry work in getting somebody to hear this broadcast with you. Glory to God. So that in turn, the blessings that may come upon them will also shed upon you. God will bless you as well because you have now been a recipient of causing somebody to see Jesus more clearly. Amen. We're going to bring you understanding from the Word of God, and we just thank God. Our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 492. If you want to write us, 492 in Cordele, Georgia, C-O-R-D-E-L-E, Georgia, 31010 is the zip code. Those of you who have not written as of yet, we love to hear your testimonies and your comments concerning this broadcast and what God has done in your life by hearing this broadcast. Glory to God. If God has done anything for you, glory to God. Be a recipient of that you have received, glory to God. Just as God said, give and it shall be given. And this is the spirit, I say, of reciprocity, whereas when you receive something, glory to God, you should give in return to let the person that has been giving to you know that you appreciate what they have given you. So sit down here and write me a letter. A word of testimony or comment or question or prayer request. It doesn't matter. Amen. We pray every morning. And the prayer requests that we have, we call those names in prayer. And we believe God is going to do great miracles. We've got great testimonies of what God has done through prayer. And you are no exception. I don't believe that any person should pray if you don't believe in what you're praying for. Glory to God. So I believe in it, and I know it works, and it can work for you, but you have to do something first. I won't do it in this broadcast, but there's a teaching that I do called Based on Condition, and everything but salvation, and to a degree, that is it. The Holy Spirit is a gift, free gift from God. Everything else is based on condition. Amen. There's something that you have to do in order to get God to move. Amen. Even if you are saved, even if you repent, you know, want God to save you, you have to repent of your sin. So it's based on condition. And if you want the blessings to come into your life, there comes a time, amen, when you have to do something to cause it to happen. Sit down. Write that letter. P.O. Box 492 here in Cordele, Georgia. C-O-R-D-E-L-E, Georgia. 31010 is the zip code. We look forward to hearing from you and look forward to seeing your letter in the mail. All right, we're going to go into our broadcast tonight. We talked for the last, I believe, two broadcasts concerning fear. And it is so strong in my spirit. And I tell you, I just felt very led to share it with somebody who's listening to me right now. And I believe many of you have heard it, have been delivered, and yet those of you who are listening now are going to get great revelation from it too. Last time that we talked, amen, we talked about the four leopards, glory to God, who went down into the enemy's camp without fear. They went in and they were cautious of the danger, but they weren't fearful. They went down into there and they were truly blessed because God honored their courage. God will honor your courage. He will honor that. Glory to God. And so today we're going to Judges, the 7th chapter. And we're going to talk on a very familiar passage of Scripture and a story, and maybe there are some revelations that I can bring out that you haven't heard, but I believe God is going to bless your heart even with this. I know there are many of you that are listening, some of you, glory to God, and you know a lot of times you have your enemies listening, you have your friends listening, and you have those who may not know you listening, but it's all well and good. Amen. All things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. Amen. And to them that are called according to his purpose. So now let us go into the Word of God for the time that we have here and show you some things that God has given me. Judges, the 7th chapter. If you have your Bible, have your pencil and paper ready to jot whatever you need to jot down. Glory to God. And we're going to start, amen, speaking on fear. Judges, the 7th chapter, 1st verse. And I'm going to start reading, and at intervals I'll stop. But here's what it says. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the wells of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that were with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. Now, let me bring you up to date on this, amen. Here is the Midianites who have come together with two other armies, and they have made an alliance together to come against God's people. To come against God's people. Glory to God. I can stop right there and preach on that, but let me move further. They came together to attack God's people. And God says to Gideon, I want you to spearhead this because I could just call fire down from heaven and destroy them all, but I do things in order, and also I do things to glorify them in whom I have called. I do things to let people know who I have anointed or whom I have anointed. And Gideon, you are the one for the hour, and you are the one I'm going to use. And I want you to call all of the warriors, every man, every person that's willing to fight, and get ready for this battle. So Gideon called all the people that he thought that was ready to fight. He called on the men, amen, and they got ready to come against the Midianites. And yet God looked down and saw what he had and said, what you have is too many for me to give into your hands. I'm going to fight this battle. I'm going to do it. You do not come against my chosen and I not be involved. Amen. The battle is not your battle, it is my battle. And many of you that are listening to me right now can testify to this. And if you haven't, I'm telling you now that you tuned in to understand that the battle that you're going through is not your battle, it's God's battle. Sometimes it looks like you're on the losing end, but you're not. You're on the winning end. Just keep your hand in God's hand and watch him move. And normally he moves right when you get on the edge, glory to God. But he will move on your behalf. The battle belongs to God. And this is what he's telling Gideon. It is my battle. I'm going to fight. I'm going to glorify you. I'm going to manifest you in front of all these people. He says, but the people that you have with you are too many. Amen. For me to deliver this army into your hand, because they will go back and say what they did instead of what I have done. Now, look what it says in the 3rd verse. Now, therefore, go and proclaim in the ear of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Now, he started off with 32,000 men. And 32,000 kind of gave Gideon a little courage as to what he was going up against, even though he was still outnumbered, but it kind of gave him a little courage. And God says, that's too many for me to move on your behalf. It's too many. And I'm going to read that again. He says here, he says, now therefore, proclaim to the people the ear of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. Now God is looking down at 32,000 men, and he's telling Gideon, I cannot use people who are fearful and afraid, because fear controls you. Fear directs you. Fear plays with your subconscious. Fear will show you a picture that is not real. Fear will do that. Fear will cause you to submit to a power that is not given to you. He said, all them that fear, we can't use them, because when the enemy sees the fear in them, that they will be encouraged. They will be more encouraged against my people. Plus the fact, those that are fearful can't follow instructions. Those that are fearful can't hear me. Those that are fearful will not obey me. I don't want nobody that's going to go into a battle that I'm going to fight for them and then turn around and run, glory to God, when I am blessing them. I'm not going to use those type of people. So fear is going to cause you to lose the battle, glory to God. Being afraid is going to cause you to lose the battle. I said before, I believe that I told you, when Moses died, God spoke to Joshua and said, Joshua, it is now time for you to take these people over Jordan into the promised land. There's going to be a battle there. You're going to have to fight. He said, but as I was with Moses, I will be with you if, amen, you are strong and encouraged. He says, stay strong, and if you do not fear, glory to God, don't fear the people, don't fear their noise, don't fear their faces, don't fear their words. He said, only be strong and courageous, and I will take you in to the promised land. This is what God spoke to Joshua, and this is what God is telling his people today, and that is that we have to move out on God's word. Do not fear, amen, anybody. Jesus said, don't even fear the man that can destroy the body, but he that can destroy the soul and the spirit in hell. Because God cannot deal with people who are fearful. Now, it's a difference between being fearful and respecting danger. Glory to God. As I said before, I'm not going to just reach down and pick up a rattlesnake just to try to show you I'm not afraid. I'm not going to walk out in front of an 18-wheeler Mack truck just to show you I'm not afraid. I respect the danger. Amen. But the danger doesn't cause fear to come in me, because, glory to God, I understand its purpose. I understand where it comes from, and I understand who my Father is. Amen. This is why many of you right now that's listening to me can't go any further, and it seems like things are happening that should be happening. It seems like you should be where you're at, because you are fearful. You are afraid. Glory to God. We're not talking about disobedience, amen, which is a factor in it too. Glory to God. But fearful. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, when God told Gideon, you got 2 minutes, he said, all them that are fearful and afraid, he said, tell them to go home. Guess what? 22,000 men walked out on him. There comes a time when you're getting ready to do something that there are a lot of people who are not going to be with you. People you think that's going to be with you are not going to be with you. People you trusted in are not going to be with you. People you thought wouldn't run will run. Glory to God. People will disappoint you. People will throw your faith in them. 22,000 men walked out on Gideon. Glory to God. They went back home because they were afraid. They will not share in this victory. They will not share in overcoming this army. They will not share in the miracle. Amen. They will not be able to go back to the city and say what we did, glory to God, or what the Lord did for us, because they had fear in them. And God never deals with a person in a special way that is fearful. Now, he'll love you. He'll take care of you. Glory to God. He'll be there. Glory to God, when you need him. But when there comes time for you to do something miraculous and time for him to use you in a mighty way, glory to God, he has to have somebody who's not afraid. Moses told the 10, one the 12, one for each tribe, to go down into Canaan and spy out the land. And they went down there and spied it out. And they came back to bring Moses a report. You know the story. When they came back to bring Moses a report, amen, 10 of them said, we've been down there, and we've seen the children of Anak. They are giants there. They are giants. They are way taller than we are. They are bigger than we are. We saw the land flowing with milk and honey. We saw the grapes. We saw all of this just flowing, just budding, just blooming. Oh, it was a prosperous land. But the children of Anak was there. They are giants. We can't go in there and fight against them. Giants. And Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able to go in there and do what's necessary to be done. Amen. And the Bible said those 10 men died. Amen. And Joshua and Caleb was the one that spearheaded and went on over. Those other men was punished. Why? Because they brought back an evil report to the children of God. And that report was intended to put fear in the whole congregation. And when you put fear in the congregation that belongs to God, what you're actually telling people is, amen, God is not strong enough to do this. God is not with us. God can't do this. Amen. We might as well be afraid. Glory to God. Going in there trying to fight those people, and we see their strength. We see all of this, and we can't go in there. Our feeble bodies can't do it. But when you bring that out, you make God look like he's weak, and God says, I will not have it. David came up against Goliath, backed the church into a corner, backed the armies of Israel and Saul, King Saul, into a corner. Because that was a man that was a giant, glory to God, that was there, that was willing to fight any man in the army of Israel. No man stood against Goliath, but a little shepherd boy came out. And Goliath did not see fear in David. He saw fear in all the other grown men. He saw fear in all the other warriors. Had on breastplate, had on armor. He saw fear in them. And what happens when the enemy sees fear in you? He understands he has already conquered you. You don't even have to fight. He's already conquered you because you have displayed a display of fear. You're afraid. So when he knows you are afraid, he can control you because fear controls. You need to write that down. Fear controls. Glory to God. But when he looked at David, he did not see fear, but he trusted in his armor. He trusted in his stature. He trusted in his height. He trusted in his ability. He trusted in his size over David. But David was not trusting in himself. He was trusting in God. And so David came up against Goliath, and Goliath did not see fear in David. And when David threw the rock, God says, now it is my time to show not only my people, but to show the enemy and to show this uncircumcised Philistine that this shepherd boy who did not fear has trust in me, and I will honor his trust. I will honor his trust. And the Bible said the rock found the center of Goliath's head, stuck in his head. He fell down. David cut his head off, brought it back to Saul. Glory to God. And they could not understand how a shepherd boy could do what they couldn't do. But the key point of it was is that God would have done it for any one of those soldiers in God's army. He would have done the same thing for anyone that would have stood up against the giant without flinching, without fear. But fear controlled him and backed him in a corner. And David pulled the fear down. Glory to God. Because fear is no match for the anointing. Fear is no match for God. Fear is no match for trusting God. Glory to God. Fear is no match for it, and you have to understand that. 22,000 left. Let's read the fourth verse. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go with thee. And he brought them down, brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink. Glory to God. And the number of them that lappeth putteth their hands to their mouths were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lappeth will I save you. Glory to God. By the 300 men that put their hand in the water, brought their hands up to their mouth. Amen. Drink water out of their mouth, fully armored, eyes still focused on where the enemy might be. Eyes still focused, always alert, always ready. Wasn't but 300. Glory to God. But the rest of them got down. They bowed themselves down, laid their armor down, and they put themselves in a position that if there was a surprise attack, they would have been killed. They made themselves vulnerable. And God says, now, here's the key with this. Y'all may not be fearful, but you have no wisdom. You have no wisdom. You have no wisdom. You are in the area of where the enemy can come and attack you at any moment. And you're going to drop your guard by drinking water. You're going to drop your guard because you're thirsty. Amen. And whenever you drop your guard in the midst of an area where the enemy is, God says you lack wisdom. I'm not going to destroy you, but you cannot work for me because you have to be in a position where you are always ready. Glory to God. Always ready. And 300 men did not drop their guard when they were drinking water. And God says, 300 men, I'm going to deliver the Midianites and these other two armies into your hands just by 300 brave soldiers, 300 of them. And I know Gideon was wondering how in the world this is going to be, but when God says he's going to do something for you, you're going to have to figure out how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it, where he's going to do it. All you got to know is that he is going to do it, and he will tell you he's going to do it. He will tell you. He told Joseph what he was going to do. He will tell you what he is going to do. He will not tell you where, he will not tell you when, and he will not tell you how. And therefore, you should not drop your faith, drop your guard. Don't drop it, your faith being your guard, being your faith in God. Amen. Don't drop it just because you don't know when, where, and how. Don't drop it. God has got all worked out. He's got it all worked out. Amen. To some people, this is going over your head. To many of them, you don't want to hear this. To many of them, you're looking at me and you're trying to, you know, you always have critics a lot of times who want to criticize you and criticize what you say. Glory to God. Some of you are taking what I'm saying. You want to try to share it with others. That's good. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, God is an awesome God. And he knows who you are. He knows where you are. Amen. And he knows who he can use. He knows who he can use to glorify his name. Now, here's the key. We all know they went out, Gideon positionally, amen, positioned them, or strategically positioned them, glory to God, as the order of God was, and we have to do things in order. God says, position them this way. Get the lamp, get the pitcher and get the trumpet. He said, don't blow, don't break it, and don't hold it up until I tell you. Amen. First, he positioned them. First thing you got to do is get in position. Amen. Second thing you got to do is wait for instructions. Wait for, amen, the go-ahead. This is what you got to do. And the go-ahead will come from whomever God has anointed to be the leader. And if you try to go before that time, you will mess up. Amen. And this is one thing I must say. I've got to say it here. Because you have a lot of people who do not respect leadership. Amen. It's just like crime in America today. Leadership, spiritual leadership, seems to be going down the tubes. Because you got a lot of people now, more so than years ago, you got a more now who don't respect leadership. Amen. We've gotten so common with leadership. We've gotten so to the point of where we feel that we are above the anointed preacher of God. Not just the preacher. I'm talking about the anointed preacher of God. We've got to the point that we don't want to listen to them. We got to the point when God is taking them through and when God is doing something with them. Glory to God. And it seems like you're on the mountaintop greater than they are. You get to the point where you disrespect them. You don't even want to look at them. You don't want to hear them. You don't want to do this, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, God's anointed will not fail, and he is going to bring his people back, glory to God. And the key reason is for getting rid of fear and for what Gideon has done, the four lepers has done, amen, what the reason is. God wants to show forth his existence in the earth, and he wants to do it through his anointed. Glory to God. He wants to do it through his people. He wants to do it through you. Glory to God. God has always wanted to show. Amen. You've never seen God. You've never seen. Moses didn't see God when he looked at the backside and the glory was on him. That wasn't God. That was an angel that was close to God. No man can look on God and live. No part of him. The glory is too strong. But since we don't know how he looks, and I don't know what picture you got drawn of him or of Jesus or whatever the case may be, glory to God, that's not him. Now, here's the key. Amen. Since we can't look on him, we don't know how he looks. We only know that he's made in the likeness of image, and we are made in his likeness and in his image. But other than that, amen, we don't know. So how do we know God exists? Because God is now trying to select people that he can show miracles through, that nobody can explain how certain things has happened. Glory to God. And God wants to work miracles through many of his people. So when your enemy looks at you, nobody could have done this but God. We have no explanation. We can't figure it out. There's no mathematics for it. Rocket scientists can't put it together. Surgeons can't put it together. We don't know how this healing took place. All we know is that it's not there anymore. There's no medicine for it. But yet, it has happened. This is what God wants to do, but he has to do it through somebody who trusts him. Trust him. Trust him. So fear has torment, but perfect love casts out all of that fear. Perfect love for God. You can only get perfect love from God. Amen. Don't be tormented by fear. My time is almost gone, and I thank God for this. We're going to come back next week at the same time, 6:30 on Monday, with another broadcast of another word from the Lord. But take this word home with you and let me hear from you. Let me hear how God has blessed you with this. But get ready, because God wants to use you. God wants to show people that he does exist, and he wants to do it through blessing you. Stay strong. Stay encouraged. Watch him. Amen. Watch him move. Watch him move on your behalf. And when that happens, sit down. Write me a testimony. Amen. That I may rejoice And yet, God will bless you even the more. This is Pastor Morgan. Until next time, God bless you and keep you is my prayer.